Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling you with the Georgia Opinion Service. I'm actually conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the whole nation. Your opinion is very important.
Proceed.
Thank you so much. Am I actually speaking to Lillian?
No, you're talking to her daughter.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Now, I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, or other offices?
As a family, we never miss voting.
So most likely you will definitely vote. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Would you be white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian?
African-American.
Thank you so much. And may I have your age? Just for statistics.
72.
72, thank you. Mm-hmm. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
You know what? I never was able to define what I am. It's hard for me. I mean, it depends on what the subject is. And so I don't know what I am. I don't know if I'm moderate. I don't know if I'm liberal. I really couldn't even answer that.
If I were to ask you directly, would you say your position as we're speaking would be what would be right now, as it is, as the situation is right now, conservative, or you'd be moderate, progressive?
I think I'd be moderate, because moderate, you can go either way, so I think
okay.
I'd be moderate.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Now I'm actually going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue this is for you and to have them focused on. Okay? Use 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10 to qualify them, all right? So, combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
That's a person's personal opinion, personal decision. So I say 5. I mean.
Thank you. I mean, just think about this. There's no right or wrong answers, and
I don't smoke, but I don't condemn people who smoke. That's their personal thing. So that's why I say 5.
And understand. Now, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Definitely 10.
Addressing immigration and border security. Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Making college more affordable.
Ooh, definitely 10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? Answer is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove. Don't know.
Do you have a question about the Congress as a whole? Because I think that his performance is based on the Congress, not necessarily him. So
answers. I mean, questions should actually be should actually come up after. But right now we're focusing and Joe Biden. Do you approve or disapprove the way he's doing his job?
I would say an 8, maybe between 7 and 8.
So would you say that my answers are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove,
somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations during a scale from 0 to 100, on of which 100 means that you feel very warm and affordable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unaffordable.
Wide spectrum, honey.
And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm on call. Okay? So the tobacco industry, 0 to 100, would you feel very cold and unaffordable, or 0?
0.
Donald Trump?
0. Minus 0.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA? What would your answer be?
I guess 70. I never thought about it, FDA.
Would you say from 0 to 100, how warm would you feel?
I said 70.
Oh, 70.
I really
okay.
My thought. 70.
About Joe Biden?
As I said, about 70.
70. How about Democrats in Congress?
About 70.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, 0 if it isn't important at all for you. Okay? You can use any number between 0 and 10. So, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
I don't think I have a right to do that. I would say 0.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication.
I'm sorry. Unauthorized or authorized?
Authorizing prescription medications.
And what contents? I don't understand.
The question was, I'm actually reading a list of priorities that you think Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on.
But your question isn't really specific. It's like vague. It's nondescript. I mean,
if they should actually focus on authorizing prescription medications for you, not specify what type.
What way though? Like, I don't understand what way you're talking about. I mean, authorized in terms of if they think it's a good medication, if they think it's a bad medication. I don't understand what the question is.
And to tell you the truth, how about we actually skip that question? I don't really have a way to, okay. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Reducing?
Opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
You said reducing, right?
Yes.
10.
Thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
See, to me, that's a person's decision. So it would be 0 for me because, I mean...
Strongly opposed to that, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults over 21?
Oh, no nicotine? No. Yeah, I wouldn't oppose that.
So you said you strongly oppose, or would you support?
I'll support that. I mean, if it's no nicotine in it, why not?
All right. Regardless of where you stand of these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Answers are much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, so much more harm. Somewhat more or much more?
I think these kind of products is more harm to my community.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of times the underage kids are the ones who get them.
I see. Now, ma'am, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
No, this other thing is more important than banning tobacco.
All right. Now I'm actually going to read two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which do you agree with more. Statement B. Some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives, and that and what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedom for adult Americans. Statement A, other people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars of profit. Dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like another dangerous drug and ban it. Which of these two statements would you agree with more?
The first one.
The first one? Then. Somewhat like it, or so much like it? Do you strongly agree, or do you somehow feel...
Do it again. Say that again.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree to this statement?
To what? To the two statements you read?
Yes.
I agree, because
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach to the government to focus in their efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or who won't quit cigarettes, which switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products on or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products more cost prohibitive.
The second one.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Okay?
Read that again. I'm so sorry.
Of course. I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. If you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very, not at all concerned, or you just refuse to answer or don't know. Okay, I have two questions. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farms workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouses, operators, retailers who operate responsibly in the legal, regulated industry today. Are you very concerned?
Illegal people who do this, people who work under illegal conditions, is that what we're talking about?
No, we're talking about if the government, the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all the other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So if they were to ban this is what would have actually happened. Loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including the unionized farms workers, manufacturing.
Yeah, but at the very end, you said something about illegal or, you said something that
let me read this again. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farms. Truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal, regulated industry today.
Oh, and they're legal. Okay, because it sounded like you said illegal.
Oh, no,
okay.
I did not. Sorry if I did.
Oh, no. You know, that's a hard one to answer because, you know, people are losing jobs left and right, especially with, well, you don't want to hear this.
You're totally right. You're totally right. And that's why we actually need your personal opinion on that. If that was to happen, how would you?
I wouldn't want them to lose their job. I wouldn't want anybody to lose their jobs, no. So
would you say very concerned?
Yeah, with someone losing their jobs, yes.
Now, the other statement, the creation of keeping in consideration this, that if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes and so, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned. Thank you.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Exactly. Now I'm actually going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree.
You said rewarded me with something, all these questions. Well, I thought I was going to be on here like 2 or 3 minutes, and you got me on this phone forever. All these questions.
If you got a little bit, that's how I mentioned, ma'am. I'm really sorry, but this is a very important matter, and we need, citizens' opinion on this. This could actually affect pretty much everybody here, if the federal government actually makes a decision, and this would actually help understand how our citizens actually feel about this, all these decisions. I know it takes a little bit of time, ma'am, but at the end of the day, in the long term, this would actually benefit or affect everybody in the country. So I'll beg you a little bit of understanding.
Where do we have to go?
We are pretty much 75% complete here, okay? Now, so let me tell you how you feel, how much you agree with this statement. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm education have led the lowest smoking rates in the 30 years. Underage usage is down 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health and campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create new class of criminals. Would you agree to that statement? From 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. America has history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minorities and white populations occurs because same policies, police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put larger targets in minority communities where we might never return from. Would you agree to this statement?
Yes.
Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage, instead of creates underground black market that relies on smuggling operation, but cartels and organized crime. This type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations that make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Would you agree to this statement or not? From 0 to 10? Thank you so much. We're almost there, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. And let me just ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine for adults over 21?
No, that's a personal decision. Over 21.
Okay, so would you say you somewhat support?
Russell will support.
Mm-hmm. Well, and do you support or oppose a ban by federal government to sell menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults over 21?
No, because that's a person's decision. When you're 21 and older, you can make your own personal decision. So
I see.
I would oppose them making a decision for an adult.
It's all right. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More harm because as I stated before, it develops an underground illegal system and
so would you say? I see. Would you say it would actually do much more harm or somewhat more harm? Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans of tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It wouldn't really have an impact because that's only one issue out of so many issues.
Okay, so would you say you would be much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing? Those are the four questions, answers I have.
That supports the ban?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess less willing to support. I guess less willing.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat, I think.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, electronic cigarettes or e-vapor products?
None.
Cigars?
Not my whole life. No. Never.
Cigarettes?
Never.
Beer?
Never.
Wine?
Never.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Never. Nothing. No wine, no liquor, no nothing.
Glad to hear that. Coffee?
No, not really. I'm a tea drinker.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Soda pop? Soda or
yep.
Pop?
Guilty of charge.
Smokeless tobacco such as a dip or a chew?
Nope.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Okay, we're 91% complete here. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your patience. Switching gears a little bit, okay, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11 and first, high school graduate. You don't have to be specific.
I have postgraduate.
Some college?
No, postgraduate.
Postgraduate. Thank
yes.
you. Are you married?
No.
Unmarried with a partner? Single? Separated?
No.
Divorced? Widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I do.
Let me put the right answer. I clicked the wrong one. There you go. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
We used to be. We retired now, but we used to be members.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you.
It says city, but it's really rural.
Okay. I have to ask this question. I'm sorry for it. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Now, why would you say? You should never say, I'm sorry. I mean, because people either are or no. I don't identify with them, but I respect them to make their choices. But don't say, I'm sorry.
Believe me, there is some people that does get aggravated, and I tend to get.
Yeah, I know. They're super sensitive, I know. No,
okay.
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No, I do not.
Thank you. And this actually concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and patience.
Where is my ice cream cone or my lollipop?
like when you go to the dentist, right? Talking about that, I have to make an appointment myself.
Yes.
Thank you so very much for your time and patience, ma'am. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
No, I won't say any time.
Understand, ma'am.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your
care.
Evening. Goodbye now.
Good luck. Bye.